Joining us for a kōrero about matters associated with Tauranga and with history is Buddy McKaire. He's just returned from France, from La Quinoa, where there was a new museum acknowledging New Zealand's contribution to the liberation of that township or village all those years ago. And, of course, mindful that at the same time, Te Pūtake o Te Riri is going on in his beloved Tauranga Moana. He joins us, I'm picking, from Coromandel today, where he's been up visiting the fams up around Manaia. Thank you for your time today. Te tukara tēnākwe, buddy.
Oh, kia ora, nami.
Me koe hoki. La Quinoa, obviously we were familiar with it. It was quite a strong Māori contingent who went across there. You were lucky enough to have witnessed what went on there. Talk with us about how emotional it was for you when you see these villages and the people and the indebtedness they feel to our soldiers, our people, all those years ago. It still shines through in their attitude towards Kiwis, even all this time later, over a century later. Talk with us about La Quinoa for a moment, please, buddy.
Oh, yes, kia ora. Well, with pleasure. I was on the trust that got to work and got the museum established over there. And I was very pleased to be involved because my grandfather and his twin brother were with the Māori Pioneer Battalion, and they were all part of that whole effort. So the Quinoa was the last town to be liberated by the New Zealand Division. I think we lost something like 138 soldiers in doing that. But the amazing thing is that we did it without any of the civilian population being killed at all. And that's why those people there are so grateful. So, you know, as soon as you get there and they find out that you're from New Zealand, oh, loves and kisses everywhere. So it's a great thing. But the other thing that I was so pleased to be there for was with the members of the Tapsil whānau. Now, the whole story about the taking of the town, it's an old medieval town, so it's still got the high walls around it and the moats and that kind of thing. And so when the New Zealand troops were trying to work out, how the heck are we going to do this? Some soldiers went away and found a ladder, and they found a low place on the wall where they could climb up. They got up on there, shot some of the Germans, and the rest of them surrendered. So anyway, the people who did that all got all the honours and the glory and etc. But there's another backstory about a Māori soldier who was with the Pioneer Battalion. His name was Winiata Tapsil, and Winiata just got bored with, you know, digging roads and all the things the pioneers were doing. So he joined up with one of the rifle brigades, and they went off. They were on the other side of the town, and when he either found a board and got across the moat on the board and he found a hole in the wall, his mates threw his rifle over, so he went into the town too and shot a few Germans, ran out of ammunition, so came back. And this is the thing that makes the story so true for me, because this is a real Māori thing. So on the way back out of the town, grabbed a couple of chickens for the boys. Got out of there, got back, and then he got charged with being absent from his post and got 14 days punishment, fuel punishment. So it was a real pleasure to be there with the Tapsil whānau and talking with the mayor and other people there, and to also see that within the museum, Winiata Tapsil's exploits are acknowledged. And so they should be, because he then went on to become a Māori All Black, and, you know, I understand, although I haven't been able to confirm it, that when the first Springboks team came to New Zealand, they asked especially that Winiata be included in the team to play against them. So I'm not quite sure how all that came about, but it just adds to the legend of the man. So, yes, I had a great time. It was a wonderful occasion. Kātiwaiwai hapū of Naitahu were there, and they took care of all the cultural things from a Māori perspective, because they brought across a big ponam, or a big greenstone, which will sit inside the museum and it'll be a touchstone, much like the one that's at Te Papa in Wellington. So, yeah, all, all, All good things happening, Dale. It was a very great occasion.
I'm sure it was very, very moving. And it's somewhere for anyone who ever travels to that part of the world to feel quite at home. The village so appreciative of what happened all those years ago. To Te Reo Te Riri, obviously, when I spoke with Charlie last week, he said that it's been somewhat staggered, the acknowledgement this year, because so many are heading actually to Nelson later in the week to support their tamariki or involved in the National Kapahaka. But of course, we are mindful of where we're at with the push to get a permanent facility to speak of these realities. You've been a champion in championing that, just sort of picking up on where we're at with that kaupapa, perhaps at the back end of 2023, what's going on with the formal space that you've pushed hard to help get underway? Buddy, what's an update there?
We're making very good progress. So we've just lodged our resource consent application. The councils work with us to get the designation of part of the reserve changed from recreational to historical, which means that we can then go ahead with our Te Putake o Te Riri centre on the land. It's all looking on track, Dale. I've just got to go and find $55 million now to build it.
$55 million, yeah, it seems ominous. But hey, unless somebody thinks bold, it's never going to get done. So how confident are you that you'll get the level of support needed to, to do justification to the richness of the corridor, but also of the site?
Oh, I'm pretty confident. There are a number of bodies that we can apply to for funding, and I'm reasonably confident the new government will come to the party. They need to get some score runs on the board, I think, as far as cultural things are concerned. So let's see how that goes. But the local business community, the local community as a whole, really, and that includes the, we have some very generous philanthropists in Tauranga, and they're already promising their support when the time comes. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident we'll get there. The next step on, though, is then to decide. So, obviously, in covering the whole of the New Zealand wars, not just Pukehinehine and what happened there, it's quite a large task. So we're hoping to also recruit, the assistance of people like Sir Ian Taylor and Animated Research, the people behind the America's Cup graphics and all that work. And also we'll be talking to Weta Studios, who are Peter Jackson's team. I'm sure that they've already expressed interest in being involved. So that's very encouraging across the board, Dale.
Well, very good to catch up with you. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us at short notice. I'm pleased you've been up to Te Tala o Te Kau Māui to see the fams as well, buddy. I appreciate you talking with us each and every time. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. And you too. You too as well. I'm just seeking out a waiata.